about a year and a half ago, Governor Kasich created the Ohio Human Trafficking Task Force. And out of that was a coordinated effort with state agencies such as the Department of Public Safety, our Department of Job and Family Services, Department of Mental Health. And our goal was to create a network of outreach so that we could, you know, help the young people that have been involved in human trafficking, and that we could create really no wrong door, which means we don't want them to have to be bounced all over the world trying to figure out where to get the services to help them get out of this horrific crime and to help them get emotionally back on their feet.
How do you define human trafficking?
Human trafficking would be young people who have been captured or abused. They have been misused either emotionally or through slave labor or through sexual trafficking. And we are trying to create a network across Ohio that can either intervene, number one, or that can provide the mental health services or the physical services to help children stay out once they've gotten out. Child advocacy centers are going to be our front door to that network.
How big a problem is human trafficking in Ohio?
This is a huge problem, Matt. Every year there are 1,000 young people that actually directly get involved in it, and every year there's another 3,000 young people that are at risk. And when you look at Ohio, our network of highways and cities provides opportunity for those that will commit this crime.
And this obviously takes a heavier toll on young people who are victims. What will the first responders do?
These responders, these child advocacy network centers are already up and running. Every year there's about 8,000 young people that go through their doors. And they will provide a coordinated effort between prosecutors, law enforcement, county child welfare caseworkers, medical, mental health services, so that that young person that has been involved in human trafficking can come in and an inviting atmosphere and get the services that they need to help them physically and emotionally.
And you said there are several of these centers open already. Are they available across the entire state?
Yes, they are. There's 24 of them geographically located throughout the state. Some of them service multiple counties, and we're already seeing the fruits. They're already starting to help young people that have been involved in this, and in some cases, we've got some reunification with families.
How do you feel this is going to develop in the future?
We feel very strongly about the development of this. The first phase is the training and to get the network in place. The second phase is the grant. We're going to spend $500,000, $500,000 of the combination of state and federal dollars to do outreach and to have intervention services so that, you know, we can identify more children and get them out of human trafficking. And again, to have the mental health services available so that they can overcome the emotional scarring that has taken place because of this.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Director Colbert, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Matt.